Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, December 20. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, a prominent businessman, Wadi Astafan, passed today after battling health issues for some time. OAS calls for restoration of civil order in Venezuela. And Berlin attack, police say lorry crash, probably terror attack. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
The countdown to Christmas is on!
What?
Shop at Courts! Get double the products and double the deals with BOGO! It's the gift that keeps on giving! Buy one, get one 50% off at Courts! Tuesday 20th and Wednesday 21st December! Plus, pay nothing till March 2017! Get what you need in time for Christmas with BOGO at Courts! Terms and conditions apply! See in-store for details! Courts, bringing value home!
$1,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Reports have surfaced of the death of prominent businessman Wadi Astafan this morning after struggling with health issues for some time. In 1942, Astafan joined his family business, known today as J. Astafan and Company 1970 Limited, guiding it from humble beginnings into the retail powerhouse that it is today. For his significant contributions to Dominica in the field of business, Astafan was twice awarded Dominica's highest honor, the Cicero Award of Honor in 2013 and 2015. Management and staff of Q95 FM Radio offer sincere condolences to his family and friends. Freelance journalist and member of the Associated Press Kalala John Baptist says the practice of political parties purchasing buildings is nothing new to the political world. He says, however, this is only credible and acceptable when full accounting for the purchase transaction is made public. Recently, the Dominica Labour Party reportedly purchased a building previously owned by now-deceased land surveyor Carol Winsky. The building is located near the Dominica Planned Parenthood Association building on King George 5th Street.
The major political parties have their own buildings in Antigua. The Antigua Labour Party, they have their building, and I think the opposition, now opposition UPP, they have their building. So it's nothing new. The Freedom Party stayed in government for what, over 15 years, and I would have thought that by now they would have had their building. Unfortunately, that did not happen. I guess they made a hash of things. So it's nothing new that political parties are owning their building. I just need to let them put that down on the record. So as people cannot think, well, oh, this is the first time. That is nothing new in the Caribbean or any part of the world. Yeah, I mean, political parties have owned their building. And I guess once they can speak of their source of funds, etc., they're good to go.
MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis, says he and his team are currently working hard to raise funds, as is customary, to bring Christmas cheer to the various communities in his constituency. Francis says although many people support this timely initiative, due to the stagnant state of Dominica's economy, many are experiencing difficulties in providing financial assistance this time around. Nevertheless, Francis said the first party will be held at the Harlem Plaza in Newtown on December 21st, 2016.
Right now, I'm in the process of raising funds to organize some Christmas parties in my constituency. And a lot of donors or potential donors are saying, Mr. Francis, this year things are hard, I cannot contribute. Persons who formerly assisted to provide some financial assistance, this year they're saying things are hard. We have one of the parties carded for this Wednesday at Harlem Plaza. Mm-hmm. And sometime next week, we're hoping to have a couple more, whether it's at Lubier or Eggleston and Jodel.
That's an annual activity for you?
That's an annual activity. Our purpose basically is to bring some happiness and joy among the children of the constituency, especially those who are less fortunate. You know, it's nice to give a child a toy.
Francis also encouraged the general public to contact him if they wish to donate gifts to be presented to the children of Roseau South.
And on that note, I want to take the opportunity to ask the public to donate something, whether it's one toy, call me, Facebook me, drop in at my office, give a donation, we'd appreciate that. Right now, financial contributions. You know, we're buying toys. We have purchased some toys already. We're trying to ensure that every child receives at least one toy. And we have to pay for services. We're getting bouncy castles. We have to provide music, musical entertainment, among other services. So whoever is in a position to provide a financial assistance, we're prepared to receive.
Government has announced that a new loan facility will be made available at the aid bank to assist manufacturers who are not part of an organized body. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett made the announcement at a meeting held of local manufacturers at the State House last week. He says government will further engage the manufacturers for their inputs toward formulating the terms and conditions of the loans.
I wanted to allow you to get together and to look at the needs of your membership and in a realistic manner make certain recommendations to the government. We will seek your guidance and advise us on what are the terms and conditions the loans should carry, which is an extraordinary proposal which the government has been engaging itself in, not imposing the conditions on the communities that we engage in, but hearing from you as to what you believe you can sustain, what you believe you can contract based on your prevailing circumstances.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister cautioned the manufacturers that the funds should not be used for refinancing, but rather to add value to products.
I believe I can tell you what we will not allow the monies to be used for at this stage. Some of the things which will not allow the money to be used for. It will not be for refinancing, first of all. I don't think it is fair for the state to take its resources and give to for refinancing. It has to be related to some form of added value. Meaning, if you were to acquire a loan under this facility, then you would, and you could import things, yes, but it has to be a situation where you add value to what you're importing. So we're not going to give money to buy things to resell in the same fashion you bought it. There's no help to the economy that way.
The tradition continues as the Dominica Music Lovers Government Band presents its 66th annual Christmas musical on Thursday, December 22 at the cruise ship berth Dame Mary Eugenia Charles Boulevard in Roseau at 7:30 p.m. under the distinguished patronage of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. Over the years, the band has entertained hundreds, and according to a release, this year will be no different as they look forward to entertaining the public with traditional Christmas music and with wonderful arrangements to fill the ear with Christmas cheer. Special artists will include Janae Jackson and Miss Leta. Attorney Anthony Astafan claims Dominica's economy is in a much better position under the Dominica Labour Party. Astafan says under the United Workers' Party administration, the government fails to repay its loans to various financial institutions. He was responding to claims by the opposition United Workers' Party that during the UWP reign, the economy was way better.
The suggestion that the economy was better under the United Workers' Party than it is today is built on fiction, is built on illusions, is built on pure fabrication. The government had reached a stage where it couldn't pay Social Security, couldn't pay civil servants on time, couldn't pay LPOs, could not pay, had overdrawn its overdraft at National Bank by over 30, 40, 50 million. Couldn't pay interest on the loans, defaulted on the first interest payment under the bond issues with RBTT and the First Caribbean Bank. And that's just a general outline.
Additionally, Astafan says the money circulating in Dominica's economy has doubled under the current administration.
The money circulation was about 600 million. Today, the money in circulation is about $1.4, $1.5 billion, literally a doubling plus of what existed in 2000. We have the monies deposited in the commercial banks going from 500 million thereabouts to about 1.9 billion. That's a tripling amount of money saved in the banks or in the banks. We had contributions to Social Security between 1995 and 2015 almost tripling. The assets of Social Security and the National Cooperative Credit Union improving by almost $10 million or in the millions of dollars per year. You don't increase assets in saving institutions and Social Security if the companies are in the countries in decline.
And a public relations officer of the United Workers' Party, Nicholas George, says because of the poor state of the economy, he is not feeling the spirit of Christmas. George is of the view that since the inauguration of the Dominican Labour Party into office in 2004, Dominican businesses have been closing down at a ridiculous rate. He says this is evidence of a failed management of the country by the current DLP administration.
We've just made a check and found out, and we are counting, we are about 90 business places that have closed since the advent of the Labour Party in Dominica, and more particularly under the leadership of this present Prime Minister. The economy is bad. All of us are feeling the effects of the economy, but yet the economists are trying to bamboozle us and tell us that the economy is all right. But those of us who walk the streets in Roseau, those of us who walk the villages, those of us who walk all about Dominica, if you can feel the spirit of Christmas, wherever it is that you feel it, come take me so I can go there too. Because I am not feeling the spirit of Christmas around me. So I want to get somewhere, I want to get to a place where I can feel that spirit. It is not in Caneville.
In other news this afternoon, the General Secretariat of the Organization of American States, OAS, on Monday called for calm and the re-establishment of civil order in Venezuela amid a serious incidents of public unrest in at least 12 states, with reports of demonstrations, disturbances, and or looting in 27 cities. The OAS expressed its solidarity and unconditional support for the people of Venezuela in relation to the recent wave of violence, looting, and desperation sparked by the monetary measures adopted by the government that restricts the circulation of cash and, as a corollary, prevents the purchase of the most basic needs. Adding to this is the alarming and ongoing situation of the denial of civil and political rights, institutional rupture, and social and humanitarian crisis. And German police are investigating a probable terrorist attack after a man plowed a lorry into a Christmas market in the heart of Berlin, killing 12 people and injuring 48. The driver, a Pakistani asylum seeker who entered Germany last year, is being questioned. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said it would be particularly sickening if he were proven to be a refugee. He was reportedly known to police for minor crimes, but not terror links. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Prominent businessman Wadi Astafan passed today after battling health issues for some time. OAS calls for restoration of civil order in Venezuela. And Berlin attack, police say lorry crash probably a terror attack. The news is once again brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. We say thanks to our sponsors. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.